never got over crack a night. Must have been a mongrel of a kid, the kind that put the bungers in your mailbox and blew up all the hinges and the lid. Must admit I did it in my day, but most of us grow up and give it away. Oh, heaven forbid, like midnight did go working for the RTA. You can sing along with this if you like, Greg, on the chorus.
I'll do my very best, Fred.
Now, Midnight was a ganger at Falangeron. That's 40 kilometres north of Hay. He was the bloke who did the blasting for the Main Roads Department long before they ever were the RTA. But he had his own agenda at the broken down weekender where the fence was never mended, just for fun. Nearly every Friday night he'd liberate some jelly kite and go eradicating rabbits on the run. Innovative. Well, you'd have to give him that. He used to catch himself some rabbits in a chicken wire trap. Then he'd throw them in the ute with the cattle dog to boot. Half a dozen sticks of jelly in the caps. Well, I guess he never got over crack a night. He must have been a mongrel of a kid, the kind that put the bungers in your mailbox and blew off all the hinges and the lid. I must admit I did it in my day. Most of us grow up and give it away. Or heaven forbid, like Midnight did go working for the RTA. Now, we'd have never heard the story of this misbegotten sortie if he hadn't gone and used our bloody ute. But he took it from the depot and he headed for a burrow where the tracks around were relatively new. He'd take a rabbit from the trap, strap the jelly to its back, and fuse the whole contraption with a detonator cap. Then he'd let the thing go. The dog would chase it down the hole. And within half a minute, that was that. Now, Greg, I'll tell you, we're not talking little blasts. They used to see him up in Sydney on the seismographs. But within a week or two, that eradicating fool had the rabbit population down by half. He should have given it away. It was getting on for dark. But he had just one more rabbit and he'd found another mark. But what the ganger didn't know as he took it from the box was that the hole that he had found had been invaded by a fox. Still he let the thing go. The dog chased it down the hole. And he returned to the utility to watch. Now that bunny left the burrow like a bullet from a barrel with the flurry of the fox in hot pursuit. And as it came across the clearing, it was looking for some cover. And the first thing that it spotted was the ute. Midnight's eyes grew wide as the three of them arrived. The rabbit and the fox and old Toot. And the last thing that he saw as they zipped under the floor was the jelly as it jagged a mallee root. Now it's a miracle that Midnight wasn't killed. There were little bits of holden scattered all over the hill. And to cap the situation, he claimed workers' compensation and he reckons that his ears are ringing still. Now, I was the bunny who had to write the report and explain the entire situation to the maintenance division up in Box Hill in Sydney. And it wasn't easy, I've got to tell you. So anyway, I wrote the report and it said, "Dear Boss, well, I guess he never got over crack a night. He must have been a mongrel of a kid, the kind that put the bungers in your mailbox and blew off all the hinges and the lid. I must admit I did it in my day, but most of us grow up and give it away. Or heaven forbid, like Midnight did go working for the RTA. Or heaven forbid, like Midnight did go working for the RTA. Well, little boys that never grow up, I guess they join the army. Or become radio announcers. Or heaven forbid, like Midnight did go working for the RTA."
That was very, very good, Fred. Come and sit down again. We'll continue our conversation. Very.